Genius Foods. Become smarter, happier, and more productive while protecting your brain for life. Authors, Max Lugavere and Paul Grewal, MD. We've created a world so far removed from the one our brains need to evolve. We'll explore how you can optimize your cognitive function. You'll learn how every biological action has an equal and opposite reaction, and how your habits can lead to an optimum brain health. The Devil's Many Names. The devil has been called by so many names, and so has sugar. Say, sucrose, dextrose, glucose, maltose, lactose, and fructose. There are three main problems with sugar you need to understand so you can take better choices regarding your health. 1. Glycation. Sugar is sticky once it's in your body, akin to the stickiness of maple syrup on your finger, with one important difference. Once sugar sticks to your inside, it can't be washed off. On a molecular level, this is called glycation, and it occurs when a glucose molecule bonds to nearby cells, causing damage. 2. Insulin. Insulin is a hormone released into the bloodstream by our pancreas when blood sugar is elevated. Insulin activates receptors on the surface of the cell membranes, which roll out the equivalent of a red carpet, welcoming sugar molecules inside, where they can be stored or converted to energy. When insulin levels are elevated, it interferes with the cleanup process our bodies use to flush out unneeded byproducts. One of them is amyloid, a sticky protein that aggregates to toxic levels in Alzheimer's disease, forming a plaque. 3. Glucose fuel. Fat is made to be burned. It's the body's firewood, containing more than 3,000 backup calories or brain fuel in just a single pound. It provides a clean, efficient fuel that can be sustained for a long period of time. However, our excessive consumption of glucose forces the mitochondria to use glucose as fuel, and it comes at a cost. Glucose metabolism leaves free radical wastes behind. The first step to a healthier brain is minimizing the sources of sugar in our diets. We should be thinking in terms of the total amount of concentrated carbohydrates we consume. This includes more overt sources of sugar, like sweet beverages, processed foods, syrups, and pastries, and also whole grain foods that affect the blood sugar. If you do that, you'll avoid insulin spikes and reset your metabolism to factory settings. Fat as fuel. Intermittent fasting. While fasting, blood glucose levels begin to drop, so the liver releases the glucose it has stored. The liver's storage capacity is fairly limited. That means that the backup source of sugar is short-lived, lasting only about 12 hours. After the liver runs out of stored sugar, your brain demands to be fed. As a result, the liver will take the fats underneath our skin and around our waists and convert them into a fuel called ketones. Ketones are easily taken up by the cells of the brain and can supply up to 60% of the brain's energy requirements. By ensuring a 16-hour window has passed since your last ingested calorie, you're practicing the common 16-to-8 ratio method of fasting. This can be done daily and confers many of the benefits of fasting, namely reducing insulin and prompting the breakdown of stored fats. The ketogenic diet. The classical ketogenic diet is a gold standard means of increasing ketone production without having to engage in time-restricted feeding. The diet focuses on minimizing insulin secretion with a restricted carbohydrate intake, deriving 60 to 80% of calories from fat, 15 to 35% from protein, and only 5% from carbohydrates. Hormonal helpers. Ghrelin. Secreted by the stomach, ghrelin's job is to tell your brain when it's time to be hungry. Your ghrelin level increases just before meals, or when the stomach is empty and decreases after meals, or when the stomach is stretched. When mice and humans are injected with ghrelin, the number of meals consumed increases. By eating fewer but larger meals throughout the day, we can train the body to produce less ghrelin. Leptin. In contrast with ghrelin, leptin's job is to inhibit hunger. As with insulin, chronically elevated leptin can cause leptin resistance, and the signal of satiety becomes lost, so you'll never feel full. Growth hormone. Athletes use growth hormone for its performance-enhancing qualities, namely its ability to accelerate the repair of connective tissue. It's also a powerful cognitive modulator, shown to improve many aspects of brain function, including processing speed and mood. One of the best ways to boost GH is through intermittent fasting and heat conditioning, sauna use for example. Cortisol. Cortisol is the waking hormone. It peaks upon waking, and it helps burn the fats into energy to help you in the early hours of the day. But when insulin and cortisol are both present at the same time, cortisol's fat-burning effects will shut down. That's why it's important not to eat carbohydrates in breakfast, unlike the popular dogma of starting the day with a healthy bowl of oatmeal or cereal. Genius foods. Olive oil. Slowly slurp up a spoon of extra virgin olive oil like you're eating soup. You should notice a spicy feeling in the back of your throat. That's a compound called oleicethenol, which possesses anti-inflammatory effects so powerful that it's comparable to taking a small dose of ibuprofen, but without the potential side effect. Avocado. Avocados are the perfect food to protect and enhance your brain. They have the highest total fat-burning capacity of any fruit and vegetable. This is good news for your brain, which is not only the fattiest organ in your body, but also a magnet for oxidative stress, a major driver of aging. In addition, avocados are a great source of vitamin E, potassium, and many other essential vitamins and minerals. Try to eat half to a whole avocado every day. Blueberries. Researchers found that subjects showed improved memory function and reduced fasting blood sugar in older adults at risk of dementia. After only 12 weeks of supplementing with blueberries, it was also found that consumption of blueberries and strawberries was linked to delays in cognitive aging by up to 2.5 years. Dark chocolate. Cacao is naturally fermented fruit. With an abundance of polyphenols that have been shown to reverse signs of cognitive aging and improve insulin sensitivity, vascular function, and blood flow to the brain, look for chocolate with cacao content above 80%. The higher the better, and consume one bar per week. Eggs. In an embryo, the nervous system, which includes the brain, is among the first systems to develop. Therefore, an egg yolk is designed by nature to contain everything needed to grow a healthy brain performing. Grass-fed beef. Animals raised on local farms and allowed to eat their preferred diets are happier and healthier. Grass-fed beef is a rich source of essential minerals like iron, zinc, where they're packaged in a form that body can utilize. It's also a great source of omega-3 fats, vitamin B12, vitamin E, and even certain nutrients such as creatine, which, thought not essential, is highly beneficial. Dark leafy greens. A recent study showed that people who ate just 2 servings of dark leafy greens a day had brains that looked 11 years younger on scans. Have one huge fatty salad. Daily use. Use a dark leafy vegetable for the base, and pour extra virgin olive oil on top. Broccoli. Broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables are very beneficial to our health, as they contain sulforaphane, a powerful genetic modulator that showed a tremendous promise in treating or preventing cancer, autism, autoimmunity, brain inflammation, gut inflammation, and obesity. Wild salmon. The king of fish is wild salmon, which is low in mercury and rich in omega-3 fats. Broil, pan-sear, poach wild salmon, or eat raw. All fatty fish like sardines, herring, mackerels, and anchovies are good alternatives. You can get canned fish if you want, but make sure they're packed in either olive oil or water. Almonds. Aside from being a convenient snack, almonds are a potent brain food for 3 reasons. 1. They provide an antioxidant effect to both you and your gut bacteria. 2. They're a powerful source of vitamin E, which supports neuroplasticity. 3. Their skins have been shown to provide a prebiotic effect for the gut bacteria. The Genius Plan. The optimum diet for brain health would contain low or no carbohydrates and rely on proteins, fats, and fibrous veggies instead. You will be consuming vegetables by volume and mostly fat by calories, and you'll be avoiding foods that cause hormonal dysregulation, oxidative stress, and inflammation. Breakfast. Breakfast in its most common forms only helps you store fat. The best breakfast will often be a glass of water, black coffee, or unsweetened tea. If you choose to eat breakfast, ensure that it's primarily protein, fat, and fiber. Lunch. Here are some great lunch options. A big salad with grilled chicken. A roasted vegetable bowl with pastured pork belly, wild salmon, or grass-fed beef. A whole avocado plus a can of wild sardines. Dinner. Load up on veggies and protein. Don't forget to use extra virgin olive oil as a sauce. Here are a few great dinner examples. Roasted Brussels sprouts with extra virgin olive oil and grass-fed picadillo. Sautéed greens with extra virgin olive oil and salt and pepper seasoned wild salmon. Snacks. Blueberries. Dark chocolate. Jicama sticks. Half an avocado with sea salt. Nuts and seeds. Low-sugar beef or salmon jerky. Celery with raw almond butter. A can of wild sardines and extra virgin olive oil. Pastured pork rinds sprinkled with nutritional yeast. A healthier brain enhances our experience of the world. It allows us to be the truest and most expressed versions of ourselves, capable of feeling, learning, loving, and connecting in ways that make life worth living.